This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Today, we're joined by Dawn Berkeley-Blessert from Pathway Yoga. She is, of course, a yoga teacher who also uses her social media channels to talk about living with Stargardt's disease. And Dawn joins us now to speak a little bit about her passion and something she loves and cares for so much. Dawn, it is great speaking with you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, Dawn, how did you get into yoga? What was your journey or, I guess, pathway to it?
I actually started when I was 18, and I started just for a stretch, just went after going to a gym class one day. And then after about 2 years, I stopped for many, many years. And when I was caring for my father through cancer, I walked into the gym one day and I saw some people going in with a yoga mat, and I was becoming quite stressed out, having a family and also caring and supporting my mother through this time. And I walked into a yoga class then, and I haven't turned back for the last 16 years. It helped my mind, body and soul, if you'd like to say, overcome some obstacles that I was having at that time. And I just find it really supportive for me.
I have to say, that's one aspect of yoga that I find is amazing. It's focusing on your body, but in connection to your overall well-being, in connection to your mind and everything else that kind of goes on internally. And it's crazy how your feeling can impact your body. Like, you don't really realize, but all those stresses and everything comes out physically.
Yeah, I've learned over many, many years through different obstacles that I kind of explain it like your body is a storehouse for emotions. And if you don't recognize these emotions, you're putting them in little containers within your body, and your body can react in some unusual minds and ways. Sometimes it might be a nervous belly, a headache, or asthma, eczema, can all be irritated from the emotions that we're storing inside ourselves.
What have you over the years found yoga has done for you personally, for your well-being? Because obviously you went through that really stressful period. I think recently you have received Stargardt's diagnosis as well. So how does yoga factor into your kind of every day-to-day well-being here?
Most people think that, you know, quite a few instructors come into it through a dance background. I obviously come into yoga mainly through a caring background for my father. And the yoga has given me tools to be able to help me overcome these obstacles through mindfulness. So learning how to meditate, repeating mantras. One of my favorite ones is when I become quite stressed and overwhelmed, and maybe quite a few people can relate at the moment, but, you know, with the clocks changing, then the evenings have come quite a lot darker. It's quite hard in the evenings to get around, and we have to kind of learn these new tools. So sometimes when I become a bit overwhelmed, really easily, I breathing the word let, and I breathe out the word go. So whatever I feel that I'm holding on to, I'm learning to let go through breath as well.
As someone who teaches yoga, did you find this transition from being someone who kind of went into learning yoga to teaching yoga? How was it an easy transition, something quite natural, or did it take a long time to kind of get there?
After my father passed away nearly 16 years ago, I didn't know if I was going to go back to work or how I was going to transition after going from a caring position. And my mum turned around and said to me, You know your hobby, that yoga stuff. She said, have you ever thought about teaching it? And so it becomes something that I really loved. I did a teacher training just to really develop my own love for yoga. And then I just started to share it with people. And then since then, I've gone to many different countries and really, really shared my love for it, and done some training in Costa Rica and Germany, and I've done lots of training courses since, and I've continued to, to grow within something that I love. And now really the tools that I've learned through yoga are really helping me cope with the transition with Stargardt's disease and learning new tools and putting them in my toolbox, as I call it, to help me grow and share that yoga's really, really for everybody and can help us with our well-being to overcome all obstacles that are in front of us.
Do you think over the years of you kind of discovering yoga and embracing so much of it, the attitudes towards yoga have changed? Because I feel like you're seeing more and more studios do yoga classes and maybe more people talk about doing them. Is that just maybe me assuming, or is that something that is actually you're seeing that happen as well?
Yeah, it's something that I have seen grow. I think more people are aware that they need to work on the well-being with inside, not just the physical body on the outside. We got really obsessed with just how our body looks on the outside, but we forgot how the body looks on the inside as well. So there's another way that I look at it. I say that it's like just tending your garden outside your house, but not bothering doing the housework inside the house. So we need to look after the whole package. It's really going to help us overcome any illnesses as well if we're really working on the mind body and our what we're putting inside the body as well. It might not be your first yoga teacher or your first yoga class. You need to give it a few weeks, and a few lessons to really connect with that teacher. And it may be that teacher's not for you, and it may not be that class is for you, but there will be a class and there will be a teacher out there that you can really develop. I've got all shapes, sizes, walks of life, abilities that are all welcome within my classes. Jiva Mukti. That's the style of yoga that I teach.
How would that, I guess, differ to maybe other yoga classes you can find out there? Would you mind explaining?
Mukti is a class that has all the parts of yoga within it. So within a class, we are teaching philosophy. We're teaching the physical part of it and meditation and breath work. And then there'll be a subject, a focus each month, and then we can develop deeper into that focus. So you're getting a real rounded practice within that class. So again, it's working on all parts of that, the practice, mind, body, and the philosophy which is behind the practice, which is what I love, is it's not just about the physical body, it's about the philosophy and how we approach all aspects in life. So really learning to take your practice off the mat as well, and that's what I love. It's not like I'm on my mat, I'm doing yoga now. It's like it comes into all parts of my life. I'm really trying to be a really nice person. And help others. It's what that my style of yoga helps us, that we're a community. We're not one person. We're all connected.
I actually like that you said that because I'm a beginner in yoga and my journey into it was I tried it and I found maybe the well-being aspect at that point in my life wasn't that important. I was so focused on the physical side, losing weight, getting fit. And it wasn't until I came much later, a few years later, and I started doing it more for my well-being when the mindfulness, the breath work, the chakras started really resonating with me. It's almost like I needed to get there mentally and really embrace the proper approach to it and the attitude when coming into a class, which I do think it's something is worth considering.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is that this is exactly the same as you, that when I started it at 18, for quite a few years, it was just like, oh, I'm okay at this. I'm really good at this. You know, it had nothing to do with you know, the meditation. I think if I walked into a class and at that age and we were chanting and singing, I would have walked back out. And now I'm on a, you know, I'm on a chanting and a you know, a Sanskrit course at the moment, you know. But you know, many years ago, I wasn't ready, you know, then. And now I, you know, it's my main thing. If, you know, if I'm sitting down and listening to an audio or listening to a book about yoga, it's harder for me to get on the mat now. I would rather be curled up listening to an audio or practicing, you know, Sanskrit. It's the whole package. So there's eight limbs to yoga. There's eight parts to yoga. And the physical aspect is only one part of the yoga. So there's a whole other world out there to explore and grow. And I think that needs to be shared more. It's not being afraid. And that was one of the things when I first started to really learn about my eyes. I kind of like was like, oh, you know, am I going to be able to carry on and teach and share my love? And the answer is yes, of course you are. And I think that's something that, you know, there'll always be a way to grow within this practice.
Well, Dawn, we could probably talk about yoga for hours. Yeah. So if we wanted to find out more about yoga and the yoga practice, the yoga classes you do, where can we follow your social media platforms? I know you're on YouTube, you're on Instagram.
You can find me on Pathway Yoga on YouTube, or you can find me on Facebook and most of the platforms. So you can put in Pathway Yoga or Dawn Berkeley Blessard and you'll find me, and I'm happy to answer any questions, especially about yoga.
Well, Dawn from Pathway Yoga, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio and for sharing your passion with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.